It's Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Achievement First is a brand new charter school in Providence. It also has schools in Connecticut and New York. And critics fought hard to keep it from opening in Rhode Island, arguing that, among other problems, it would take money away from other public schools. But supporters and organizers from Achievement First say they're offering an alternative to public schools that are struggling. In a classroom on the first grade hallway at Achievement First Providence, teacher Tracy Raposo sits at a small table surrounded by about 15 6- and 7-year-olds, each wearing a matching blue polo shirt. She leads them through a reading exercise, showing them how to move their eyes from one line of text to the next.
You are at the end of He Has a Rug. You track the dotted line all the way around and down. Let me see it, Damien.
Reading is a big focus at all Achievement First schools, where students spend at least 3 hours a day studying reading, writing, and vocabulary. On a recent visit, one kindergarten classroom was planning more than 4 hours. But not all of that reading is just about learning English. It can have elements of science and social studies, too. In another first-grade classroom, 30 students sit on a large rug decorated with rainbow-colored squares and look up intently at teacher Emily James, who's reading a story about sharks. James stops for a moment to ask the students why some sharks in the story have sharp teeth while others do not.
I want you to turn and talk to your partner and see if you can figure out why different sharks have different types of teeth. Wait for it. Get ready.
The instant James claps her hands, all 30 of her students turn simultaneously to a partner and start chattering away. This is just one example of how Achievement First runs its classrooms. It requires students to wear uniforms, pay attention, and speak only when prompted by the teacher. James takes a moment to move from one group of students to the next, listening to their conversations and adding a few thoughts.
They have really creative and intelligent minds.
Ben Smith is director of school operations at Achievement First Providence, which means he does the logistical part of the principal's job so the principal can focus on academics. Smith says an exercise like the shark question is both social and intellectual.
So combining that excitement, you know how kids feel about things like sharks, right? It's exciting. But also with interacting with each other and dealing with something that's not just teacher-led, not just being told learn the following thing, but being asked questions that are a little more open-ended.
Achievement First prides itself on a challenging but engaging academic program that includes high expectations for every student, no matter what their background. And the network schools in Connecticut and New York have made some impressive academic gains. But critics say the school's highly structured environment may come at a price. In Connecticut, officials are reviewing high suspension rates at 2 Achievement First schools. And attorney Lynn Cochran filed a civil rights complaint on behalf of several middle school parents who say teachers were insensitive to learning disorders and behavioral problems or failed to diagnose them quickly enough. Cochran says Achievement First punished these students repeatedly for behavior that's typically difficult to control for a student with issues like attention deficit disorder.
They were getting demerits and being sent to reflection rooms out of the classroom for things such as, you know, repeatedly tapping on the desk or blurting answers out loud or not making eye contact. And there's this cascade effect that can easily land a kid in an out-of-school suspension. To compound the problems, you know, once a child is removed from the classroom, they're not given their actual classwork. And so it makes it almost impossible for them to keep their grade up.
Achievement First later settled the civil rights complaint, agreeing to provide special training about learning disabilities and other issues, including depression and mood disorders. Achievement First also says it has taken steps to cut down on suspensions. And despite the concerns about discipline, Providence Mayor Angel Taveras says he believes Achievement First Providence will provide a better model for educating urban students.
I believe that the school in Providence is performing very well. I've been there several times and I've seen nothing but just a lot of engagement. I also saw parents being very, very engaged. So that's been our experience thus far, and we'll continue to make sure that they operate well and that everyone, all the needs of all of our kids are served.
Right now, Achievement First Providence serves 180 kindergartners and first graders. They can come from Providence, Cranston, Warwick, and North Providence. But the school will grow over the next 4 years to go through fifth grade. Eventually, Achievement First is hoping to add a middle school and at least one more elementary school in Rhode Island. School leaders say they've learned from the mistakes of other Achievement First schools, and they hope the public will judge them by their results. Their goal is to have test scores that rival the best public schools in the state. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.